The quick history of this car is that the election turned out to be like a military operation. You know, there's a journalist that was always by his side. They shot him in the head. He's recovering, you know. His music partner, Nubian Lee, was also hit by a tear gas canister. He was seated next to Bobby Wine. Another time, they nearly shot Honorable Zake, who was also next to Bobby Wine. So after people kept seeing Ugandans, especially both Ugandans and those in the diaspora, decided that let's find ways of securing a presidential candidate. So they bought him bulletproof jackets, which he kept wearing, and a bulletproof helmet. And also, they raised money and bought him a bulletproof car for his safety. So this car was bought through somebody else's names, and so it would be as if Bobby Wine is buying it from this person. So the car was cleared as bulletproof. It was taken to police, cleared. The revenue authorities cleared it, and the taxes that were meant to be paid were paid. So after that, the car was eventually transferred into Bobby Wine's name. So now when Museveni heard that this car belongs to Bobby Wine, he was furious, said, how was this thing cleared? And so he ordered that it should be taken away and reevaluated. It's obviously a question of persecution. But he'll say that the law-abiding citizen, if they say they want to reevaluate it, that's okay. And so one of his drivers took the car to the revenue authorities today to say, okay, you want to reevaluate it? Reevaluate it and tell us what's really you are trying to say. But the long and short, like I'm saying, it's persecution.
Some supporters of the NRM are saying that it is not true that Bobby Wine is politically being persecuted, and that if a mistake was made initially and the car was not appropriately evaluated, sending it back for re-evaluation shouldn't cause a political uproar as it is causing now. How do you react to that?
Well, you talk about a mistake. So do they realize there was a mistake when it is Bobby Wine? Because you see, here in Uganda, a couple of people actually have bulletproof cars, you know, business people and other folks who feel their lives are threatened and they can afford to acquire a bulletproof car. And they are cleared. You clear not just to the revenue authorities, but with police as well, Interpol. And it was the same situation with this car. It's just that it was in somebody else's names at the time. And so it was taken to Interpol, it was taken to the revenue authorities, they evaluated and gave a tax to be paid, and that tax was paid. So now that it is in Bobby Wine's name, is that when they say, there must have been a mistake? It is obvious, Peter. If it looks like a dog, walks like a dog, barks like a dog, it is a dog.
But, Joel, the Uganda Revenue Authority said that it undervalued the vehicle because it did not know it was bulletproof, and that is why this has to be corrected. Why do you think that is not true?
If it is true that they have said that they undervalued because they didn't know it was bulletproof, then they're making fools of themselves. Even a child can tell that this is a bulletproof car, you know, because they had the car with it, they frisked it, they checked it and so on. It was taken to Interpol and it was assessed by police officers. So if you tell me that police officers can check a car, open doors, check everywhere, and they don't realize that it is bulletproof, then they are making fools of themselves, I think.
What does the party intend to do now that officially the car has been taken to the Uganda Revenue Authority to be re-evaluated?
Well, the owner of the car, Bobby Wine, has made it very clear. He's law-abiding, and so that's why he sent the car himself. They didn't even have to come and impound it. He said, look, I'm law-abiding, so if you think that there is an issue you want to re-evaluate, here is the car. So let's wait and see what they say, because the car was evaluated and taxes paid. So let's see what they say.
Well, some people are suggesting that the way the process by which Bobby Wine acquired the car is fishy in itself, and this is the reason why the NUP is making noise about this re-evaluation, and that if he had done it himself, he wouldn't be facing such re-evaluation, they argue. What's your response to that?
I mean, if you... This is laughable. I don't know how cars are acquired in your country, but you see, in my country, I can buy a car anytime from anybody. You know, so somebody can import a car, and I can buy it from them, transfer it into my name. Now, taxes were already paid by this person, so I don't have to pay taxes again just because it is Joel Senyonyi or Bobby Wine now acquiring this car or changing the names and so on. But for me, the long and short is, because those who are saying that he acquired it in fishy ways, but it was taken to police, Interpol, international police, and evaluated, it was taken to the revenue authorities and evaluated. So which fishy ways are they talking about?